I've noticed that my colleague, Greg, hasn't been himself lately. Greg's been joining our meetings late. He seems apathetic and quiet, and it seems like he always has something on his mind. He also has been missing days from work, which isn't like him. During one of our recent team calls, he snapped at me. I'm not sure what I should do. I stay fresh to keep my mind clear. For me, it's to be inspired. I keep fresh to stay in shape, to stay focused, to escape the heat, to push through, to go faster, to perform better. I really worry about Mum since she had that fall. She's so independent, but I know she's not coping, and it's an extra hour each day for me to get over to visit her. I'm having the exact same thing with my granddad. I feel so guilty, but I can't get there every day. And he never complains.
I have a complicated history with Borderlands, and I suspect that's a fairly common experience. Okay, so it's not all that complicated, but bear with me. I wasn't super into the first game. Sue me. Better with friends is an idiom, or crutch, that often rings true, but even with a full group, Xbox 360 communicator in hand, I just couldn't get into the trash-filled landscapes and the roster as is. Borderlands 2 was a completely different story, littered with colourful locales, more interesting classes and abilities, and a general sense of ramped-up lore that helped differentiate it from the pack. Borderlands 3 is the natural next step of that formula, but don't count on too many alterations.